a majority, but this is a little, we need two-thirds. Let's see, I think we're getting... Senate File 43, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 43, Workforce Investment Act, Statutory Reference Amendments, sponsored by the Labor Committee.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 43. Mr. President, this is a real simple bill. It comes to us at the request of the Department of Workforce Services. They administer some, or authorize the state statute to administer some programs under a federal act. The feds, it's specified in the statute, the feds have changed the name of the act, and Workforce Services wants us to change our statutes to conform to the new federal act. That's all it does is change the name. It removes any risk that they not might not be properly organized because we refer to the old act. I urge its introduction.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Burns? Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross, excused. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasserberger? President Nicholas?
Aye.
Burns?
Excused.
Wasserberger?
Excused.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 27 aye, 3 excused.
Senate File 43, having received two-thirds of the majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. All right, we're going to try something different here. When after we do the roll call, when I call for the roll call, I'm going to turn on Senator Pappas's microphone or Boner, one or the other, and probably turn on Senator Anderson's microphone. And we're going to just see whether, if we turn on two mics, whether that's sufficient to help pick up the voting for the gallery. So right now, the members in the gallery cannot hear the voting because of the glass. I'm just going to do this during voting, but if we do that, that means that Senators Boner and Anderson, you have to be aware that I'm going to turn your mics on, and we're just going to try it and see whether it works once. All right, Senate File 44, first reading.
Senate File 44, obsolete statutory language health care. Sponsored by the Labor Committee.
Senator Scott.
Mr. Chairman, I move for the introduction of Senate File 44 and ask your favorable consideration. Mr. President, this bill is brought at the request of the Health Department, trying to update some of their statutes. There's some items of substance in here, but I believe they are pretty much non-controversial. We're changing the language and slightly broadening what the Office of Rural Health does, going to trying to get adequate supply of all the health professions. For example, we eliminate a $2 fee in the EMT statutes that is more nuisance to collect than it's worth, more expense. We put in on page 5 the standard boilerplate on licensure in the EMT area, the standard boilerplate that we have to have to comply with the federal child support enforcement collection language. You can see that in the bottom of page 5. Screening for newborns for detection of genetic and metabolic diseases. There's a committee there that says which one we ought to do. One of the members is supposed to be designated by the Wyoming Obstetric and Gynecological Society. That organization no longer exists, has died out, and so we replace that with who is a board-certified obstetrician gynecologist. You see that on page 8. It is changes, Mr. President, that do need to be made, and I don't believe any of it's controversial. I urge introduction of the bill.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross excused. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 44, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. For the folks in the gallery, did that make any difference, help at all? I don't sense it did. It did help? Okay. Senate File 45, first reading.
Senate File 45, Rural Health Care Districts Authority, sponsored by the Labor Committee.
Senator Kraft.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. I move Senate File 45 for introduction, and I would ask for your favorable consideration. What this Senate file does is it seeks to provide rural health care districts with the same authority as a hospital district. So what we're doing is basically inserting rural health care districts into the statutes which currently govern hospital districts. There are four rural health care districts in the state. We have one county that doesn't have a hospital, but they do have a rural health care district. They would love to have a critical access hospital. They can't right now. So what we're hoping to do with this bill is to insert rural health care districts into hospital districts because they serve pretty much the same purpose and do pretty much the same thing in our more rural areas. And a question when we were discussing this in committee was, well, why don't they just create a hospital district? That's a really cumbersome prospect. It involves one election first to disband the rural health care district. Then you have to have another election to create a hospital district, and you've got all of the issues that come in between and when you're disbanding one, but before you create another one. So all we're seeking to do with this bill is to create the opportunity for a level healthcare playing field for our more rural areas across the state in addition to all of those who currently have hospital districts. That's the bill in a nutshell. I would ask for your favorable consideration.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Esquivel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross excused. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 45, having received two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. Senate File 47, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 47, Juvenile Sex Offender Risk Assessment, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee.
Senator Christensen.
Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 47 and ask for your favorable consideration. Members of the Senate, this is a bill relating to criminal history records and how they deal with juveniles with these type of charges. It has to do with assessing the risk, figuring out where they're at, and then where that information is disclosed. It goes into, requires a hearing, and then they look at whether they're low risk, moderate risk, or high risk of reoffending. And once they determine that level of risk, there's conditions of release. It gets fairly specific on different things that should be considered, from physical conditions to history, their conduct and so forth, the age, the victim, psychological and psychiatric issues, and how they how they respond to treatment. This is a bill that came to us, and it also talks about other, you know, issues maybe related. What we found out in our committee interim hearing was that there were certain areas in the state where a crime was charged one way, and then in other areas the same crime was charged a different way. And what we had testimony was that there are some prosecutors and maybe courts that were hesitant to go through a sex offender registration process, and so they charged people out differently. One of the challenges that we also learned about was that these kids, when they went into treatment centers, if they'd been charged with a sex crime, they were dealt with one way. If they weren't charged with a sex crime, it was harder for the kid to admit and deal with treatment issues. Also, it didn't seem to be fair for the victims because the actual act wasn't being recognized. And so out of the committee work, with input of prosecutors, judges, and witnesses, we came up with this option of a hearing to look at the low, medium, and high level of reoffense. And then with those categories, it allows the prosecutors and the judges to get together and decide how that information is going to be disclosed, on where it could be disclosed, with varying levels of disclosure. So the idea was to try to accurately capture what had happened, have it recognized, and get the right kind of treatment, both for the offenders and the respect for the victims. I'd ask your positive vote.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Esquivel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross excused. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasserberger? President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 47, having received two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 48, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 48, Criminal Justice Reform, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee.
Senator Christensen.
Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 48 and ask for your favorable consideration. Members of the Senate, if you all recall, recently in the last few years, we've talked a lot about our capacity at our detention facilities, our institutions, prisons, and how we are reaching a maximum. The other thing that over the last couple of years, what you've seen is a lot of different bills and conversation about how to keep people in the communities and rehab them in the community as opposed to locking them up. This bill takes us partway there. It has provisions that talk about sentencing, probation, and parole, and one of the key parts is probation for certain full-time felony or first-time felony offenses, and then treatment and how they're confined in intensive substance abuse treatment units. This is a work that comes out of the study partly from the Pew Group, from our Department of Corrections. It's been ongoing for a couple of years, and the idea is if we can keep those first-time nonviolent felony offenders, and they're spelled out in here, not just send them off to prison, but instead work with them in their communities. Not only do we keep them as contributing members in the community, but they're able to handle their responsibilities as opposed to the state taking them on. The advisement we received is we believe we'll be able to maintain our low recidivism rate and reduce our length of incarceration rate, and thereby part of the goal here is to not only help the individuals and the communities, but it may forestall or put off us having to deal with building and financing and employing all the staff for a new prison and locking up another, the increasing percentage of our citizens in Wyoming. A great little bill, but actually it's worthy of a longer conversation, and I'd ask for your positive vote.
Roll call.
Anderson.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins? Peterson?
Aye.
Ross excused. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 48, having received two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 49, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 49, Direct Primary Care Insurance Exemption, sponsored by the Labor Committee.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 49 and ask for your favorable consideration. Mr. President, one of the really beneficial features of the free enterprise system is it enables people to come up with new ways of doing business, new ways of providing service that provide better service and reduce costs. That's what this bill is all about. Some of the primary care doctors in the state are trying to go to what's called direct primary care, where you put the doctor on a retainer and don't, not a fee-for-service basis. They don't bill third parties for the things they do. It looks like it delivers better primary care. It looks like it saves money. You can get a statement from them, and you can bill a third party for the retainer fee that they do charge. But they don't get involved with the insurance companies themselves. That's a good deal of a savings. We're enthusiastic about it as a committee. What this bill does is there was some question as to whether or not this was subject to the insurance code. The insurance commissioner said as a matter of prudence, we ought to do what some other states have done and clearly exempt it from the insurance code. That's what this bill does. In the definition section, it puts in a few basic consumer protections. That's all the bill does. I think it will be a very good feature. It's entirely voluntary, and I think it will result in some cost savings, and I would urge the Senate to introduce the bill.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer? Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross excused. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 49, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. Senate File 53, first reading.
Senate File 53, 2016 Large Project Funding, sponsored by the Natural Resource Committee.
Senator Hicks.
Mr. President.
I haven't heard from you for a while.
No, we won't comment on that. Mr. President, I'd move for introduction, Senate File Number 53, the 2016 Large Project Funding. Members of the Senate, this is your annual large project funding that's brought to you through the Wildlife Natural Resource Trust Board. They've reviewed these projects and submitted it to the Select Committee. The Select Committee then reviews their recommendations and bring those on to you. This year, you're going to see a very scaled-down version. There's only four projects in the large project bill, but those projects are pretty encompassing. They include habitat for antelope, sage-grouse, elk, mule deer, trout, bighorn sheep, moose to maintain wildlife habitat, winter ranges, migration corridors, spawning habitat, and reduce fish or improve fish passage and reduce fragmentation of aquatic habitats. They also maintain agricultural land bases, agricultural production, open spaces, they improve irrigation efficiency, and reduce risk of catastrophic wildfire. These projects are located in Park, Carbon, Fremont, and Lincoln County. The total appropriation out of this account is $1.5 million for these four projects. Those four projects leverage an additional $4.4 million. Mr. Chairman, with that, I would ask for an affirmative vote from the body for introduction of Senate File 53.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross excused. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 53, having received two-thirds majority vote, is hereby assigned to Committee Number 5, Ag. Senate File 56, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 56, Dietitian Reimbursement, sponsored by the Labor Committee.
Senator Boner.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 56 and ask for your favorable consideration. So what this bill will do is allow dietitians to be covered under our Medicaid program. Improving primary care has been a focus of the interim study in the Labor and Health Committee, and this is a proven way to work towards that goal. Proper diet is key to long-term health, especially for those who suffer from obesity, diabetes, and hypertension. But what's more than that is this will have the potential for reducing expenditures in our Medicaid program overall. If you turn to the fiscal note, you'll see that the note states that we'll basically have a one-for-one return on investment. But so for every dollar we spend on a dietitian, that'll be a $1 savings due to improved health of our Medicaid beneficiaries. However, the note goes on to say that this is for simplicity only. According to the American Diabetes Association, for every dollar we spend on dietitians, there's approximately a $14 return in reduction in other health costs. So this is a good way to reduce Medicaid expenditures while encouraging healthy decisions. And for those reasons, I encourage your support of this bill.
Roll call.
Anderson.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Boner.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Kinski.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Pappas.
Aye.
Perkins.
No.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross excused. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Fladern.
Aye.
Wasserberger.
Aye.
President Nicholas.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 28 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 56, having received 2/3 vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. Senate File 57, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 57, Freestanding Emergency Center, sponsored by the Labor Committee.
Any takers? Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 57. I ask your favorable consideration. Mr. President, this...
Senate File 57, Freestanding Emergency Center.
Yes. Mr. President, this bill... comes to you courtesy of the Health Department, their request. They're concerned that we can get these freestanding emergency centers on an unregulated basis. Anybody could hang out a shingle and claim they were one. That could cause considerable difficulty. This federal acts regulating these things and regulating the distribution of patients brought in by ambulance from accidents and whatnot to emergency rooms, that could be a problem. They want to make sure it's properly associated with hospitals. They think it's important they be able to regulate these things. They're starting to be considered and may be coming from experience elsewhere. They may be coming here. So the Health Department is concerned about that, and they're seeking to have the ability to license those to prevent abuses. And, Mr. President, for those reasons, I would urge the introduction of this bill.
Roll call.
Anderson.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Boner.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Yeah,
Hicks.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Kinski.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Pappas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross excused. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Scott. Von Fladern.
Aye.
Wasserberger.
Aye.
President Nicholas.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 57, having received a two-thirds vote, is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. Senate File 58, first reading.
Senate File 58, involuntary hospitalization and treatment, sponsored by the Labor Committee.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move Senate File 58 for introduction, ask for the body's favorable consideration. Folks, this is the work of our task force. It was in assigned to the Title 25 subject. We all understand, the problems and concerns and the costs that our Department of Health has run into with this, with their overruns upwards in the $25 million range. And so it's a serious problem, and the committee or the task force is assigned to look into it and come up with some solutions and some answers, and this is the product, a beginning of it. Basically, we took on a number of different issues after studying it for a full year. We were trying to modify the procedures for involuntary hospitalization. You can imagine the challenges throughout the state. Different tools are available per county, per area, facilities, services, providers. And so the challenge is a great one. So we're trying to bring some consistency among the practice and procedures process. And so concerning involuntary hospitalization, we talked about the outpatient treatment and trying to put more emphasis on using the outpatient treatment as an option for our courts, for our examiners, for our providers, and for the patients. Again, trying to do what's best for the patients that we're discussing. And so a lot of this bill is directed towards the outpatient treatment. We also talked about convalescent status and using that as a more valuable tool to help reduce our costs with some criteria. And so we'll talk about that. And then, of course, modifying the definitions. And so on page 2, we talk about the order from the court, outpatient. It's a new section, 2510.110-1, that we insert here. And it talks about not to exceed 2 years with a review every 6 months. Again, we're talking about outpatient treatment. On page 3, we talk about the treatment plan established by the examiner and approved by the court. Preparing the plan, the examiner shall consult with the county attorney. So we talk about the initial examination and coming up with the treatment plan. Again, still talking about the outpatient treatment. On page 7, we talk about definitions. Again, trying to get everybody on the same page, using the same process. We insert the wording directed outpatient commitment. We talk about in line 15, talking about the definitions again. A court may consider a person's mental health history. That's something new. We try to define treatment. And again, inserting the word the words directed outpatient commitment on page 8, trying to define treatment centers because each of the counties are different in what tools and resources are available, facilities. So we try to define that, provide some leeway there.
You're done.
Good. It's a big problem, and this bill, I think, is a good start. I think it there's talk about maybe an amendment that I think would be critical in helping us save even more money. And so I would ask the body's consideration in passing and for introduction Senate File 58. Thank you, Mr. President.
Roll call.
Anderson.
Aye.
Barnard. Bebout.
Aye.
Boner.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Kinski.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Pappas. Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross excused. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 58, having received 2/3 majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. At 3 minutes, you're a perfect egg and you're done. Senate Joint Resolution Number 1, Corporations.
Senate Joint Resolution 1, Right of Privacy and Right to Know, sponsored by the Corporations Committee.
Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move for the introduction of Senate Joint Resolution Number 1, Right of Privacy and Right to Know. Members of the Senate, you remember last year we had a joint resolution. It was also called Number 1, and it was called Right to Privacy. And that amendment was identical to this amendment in the first sentence. But this amendment now has the second amendment, or the second sentence to the amendment, and I will read the whole thing to you. The right of individual privacy is essential to the well-being of a free society and shall not be infringed without the showing of a compelling state interest, exactly as it was last year. However, it was resisted last year by members of our fourth estate who wanted to make sure that they had access to public records and documents and that couldn't be used to hide, to deprive when you're exerting a right of privacy. So as a compromise, we worked very hard in the Digital Privacy Task Force to come up with compromise language. We had great cooperation from members from newspapers and other media in Wyoming, and we came up with language that we all agreed on, and that's adding the second sentence within the same deal. Nothing in this section shall be construed to deprive a person of any right provided by law to examine documents or to observe the deliberations of any agency or political subdivision of the state, except in cases in which the demand of individual privacy clearly exceeds the merits of public disclosure. Mr. President, it's a great compromise, supported by everybody, as long as that holds together. And, Mr. President, these are very different times. We have this wonderful, elegant deal in Section 1 of our Wyoming Constitution that details people's individual rights, many of the same rights that are in our U.S. Constitution, but it goes farther. But it doesn't include a right to privacy. And we think about the scary times that we live in where people can link and governments can link information about your credit cards, about your driving record, about your license plates, and by surveillance cameras with face readers, and put all this together, and you really don't have privacy if someone's taken away from you. This says, at least in Wyoming, you have a right to privacy unless there's a compelling state interest. Thank you, Mr. President. I ask for favorable consideration.
Roll call.
Anderson.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Boner.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Hooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Kinski.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Pappas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross excused. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Scott.
No.
Von Fladern.
Aye.
Wasserberger.
Aye.
President Nicholas.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Barnard. Aye to no. Closing vote. Vote closed. 27 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 1, having received two-thirds majority vote is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Messages from the House.
From the House of Representatives, February 8, 2016, message number 1. Mr. President, the House of Representatives of the 63rd Wyoming State Legislature budget session has been called to order by Speaker Kermit C. Brown and is ready to receive any communications that you may desire to submit. Signed by Patricia L. Benskin, House Chief Clerk. From the House of Representatives, February 8, 2016, message number 2. Mr. President, this is to inform you that the Representative Mark Kinner has been appointed to Committee Number 3, Revenue, and Committee Number 4, Education, and Representative Tom Walters has been appointed to Committee Number 12, Rules. Representative David Northrup has been appointed to be the Chairman of Committee 4, Education. With this change, the standing committees of the 2016 General Session of the 63rd Legislature will serve as the standing committees for the budget session of the 63rd Legislature. Signed by Patricia L. Benskin, House Chief Clerk. From the House of Representatives, February 8, 2016, message number 3. Mr. President, the House of Representatives appointed the following employees for the 2016 budget session of the 63rd Legislature. Dispensing with further reading, signed by Patricia L. Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Anything else? Declare the desk. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the Senate stand adjourned until tomorrow, Tuesday, February 9th at 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Announcements. Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee Number 7, Corporations, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. in Jonah Room S18 to consider the following bills. Senate File 35, Referendum, Circulator Payment. Senate File 36, LLC Member and Manager Liability. Senate File 37, Boards and Commissions Party Affiliation. Senate File 42, Occupational Therapy Practice Act. Mr. President, there was another bill on our list that was if introduced. Of course, we didn't get to Senate File 54 today, and so that will not be considered tomorrow in the committee.
Senator Meyer, Mr. President, your Committee Number 8, Transportation, will meet upon adjournment in, let's say, at 5 o'clock in Jonah Room S-27 to consider the following bills, Senate File 11, Youth Challenge Program, and Senate File 33, Vehicle Registration Shell Businesses. Senator Cooper.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee Number 6, Travel, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. in Room S-27 to consider Senate File 8, Bicycle and Pedestrian System Task Force.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee Number 3, Revenue, will meet tomorrow, 30 minutes after noon recess in Jonah Room S-19 to discuss Senate File 20, Sales and Use Tax Remedy Revisions, and Senate File 21, Mineral Tax Archaic Provisions.
Senator Hastert.
Mr. Chairman, in absence of the Chairman for Appropriations, the Committee Number 2, Joint Appropriations, will meet in the Jonah Room L55, and I understand that there is some issues with the room with some water leaking, and we may be at a different location, and that's yet to be determined.
Guys, to fix your roof. Any other announcements? You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The Senate is adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.